And when God speaks to the body of Christ, we need to listen.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, and when God speaks, we need to listen, but we need to listen with an eye on the Scripture and an ear to the Spirit of God, mm-hmm. to make sure that what we're hearing is accurate. Because there are a lot of people saying some things about 2020. Some in the church that are not accurate. We're not going to talk about that this morning. We're talking about 2020 and what God has for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But what's ahead for the new year? You can be assured new things are in store. But before we look at 2020, we need to look back to the past and see what God has already said. Just a little bit. Now I want to refer you back to a scripture, Exodus 34:10. I want to read this to you out of the NLT. It says, the Lord replied, listen, I am making a covenant. Listen, anything God does in this earth, he does by covenant.
Amen.
He established his covenant from the beginning.
Amen.
The blood was shed to protect even Adam. Remember, he shed the blood to cover Adam, to cover his sins.
Yes.
Everything he's done in your sentence has been done by a blood covenant.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to conclude today with what he's done by the blood covenant as we partake of communion.
Yeah.
So, things have happened because of the blood covenant. I'm making a covenant with you in the presence of you, all you people. I will perform miracles that have never been performed anywhere in the earth or in any nation. And all the people around you will see the power of the Lord, the awesome power I will display for you.
Yeah. Amen.
We're talking about 2020, but that was spoken way back in, in Exodus 34:10. That's a couple hundred years ago. Actually, a few thousand years ago. Amen?
Amen.
Listen, I believe this with all of my heart. God spoke, we've got his word written down, and praise God for his written word, and we've got to go by it. Because everything that God has said, he backs up.
Amen.
But everything that God has said since then is also backed up by the written word of God.
Yes.
Everything he's going to do this year is going to be backed up by the word of God that we hold our hand. Listen, it's just like Brother Cole said, when you hold up this word, praise God, it's just like you're holding God in his hand, because God is love.
Praise.
And his word, you can't separate his love from his word. You can't separate God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. I'm telling you, it's exciting. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
But let's look back a little bit further. You'll remember, find my place here. The awesome power I will display for you. God's word fits together like building blocks, fitting together one upon the other. Remember what God said? I'm going to go back a few years. Remember what God said to us? 2016? Anybody remember what God said that year? That was a great year. Then he said, you fill in the blank. 2016, a great year. You fill in the blank. Whatever you had need of, you know, just fill it in. Praise God. Many of us did that. And God began to supply. But here's what I'm trying to get to you. We're looking back a little bit. 2016, and that word, the great year. So 2016 ended and 2017 came. Did the great year quit?
No.
Are we no longer experiencing what God said? Did God take the scripture out of the Bible that my God shall supply all of his need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus? No, that word for 2016 is still here, is what I'm saying. Hallelujah, praise God. We're just building on it each year as we go. And then let's look at 2017. 2017, the year of fabulous outpourings from heaven. And God began to pour out some things from heaven. And he also said some things about there, and we're standing on this, and he said, it won't be just old people or middle-aged people, it's going to be some of the children, some of the young people.
Mm-hmm.
And God's still using, it doesn't matter what age you are, God's going to use it. And that's a part of what we're about here. Praise God. He's going to use us, praise God. And listen, don't think you can't be used. I don't care how old you are, I don't care how young you are, that you're going to be used of God. Amen?
Yeah.
Fabulous outpourings, praise God.
Yes.
Amen? Thanks. Glory to God. And then let's look ahead, okay? And you remember what it was, the 2018, the year of the Holy Ghost and fire.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, praise God, the Holy Ghost. And listen, he's building on that Holy Ghost and that fire.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, 2020 really is going to be some kind of an extension about that.
That's right.
Because it's all about the Holy Ghost. It's all about the fire of God. It's all about getting that down here on earth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
And then we just finished 2019. Anybody remember 2019?
Harvest.
Yeah.
Yes.
And harvest. The great harvest. The abundant harvest. But I also want to say this about 2018. Remember the year of the Holy Ghost and fire, the big 18? Nine gifts of the Spirit and nine fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, praise God. I'm telling you, praise God. That was an important year and that was important, the Holy Ghost and fire, because we're building on that.
Amen.
Hallelujah, praise God. And then, glory to God, the abundant harvest.
Yeah.
Listen, God began to harvest last year. We've seen some of it here. Praise God, what God has done. Glory to God.
Yes.
We've seen some filled with the Holy Spirit, and we're still in agreement with Brother Steve for with Jenny.
Yes.
Listen, the devil can't have her.
Amen.
That's right.
We already got her.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
So we're going to continue to pray. Praise God. And for others, glory to God.
Amen.
And listen, while I'm on that subject of prayer and praying for others, glory to God, I believe that God is saying that many of you, myself included, we've got loved ones who haven't come in yet.
Amen.
I believe 2020, we're going to see many of those come in. Praise God.
Amen.
Because God is hearing and has heard our prayers. Praise God.
Yes.
The thing He's saying is, don't quit. Don't give up.
That's right.
Amen.
Stand still and see what God is doing. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're building. We're building the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Oh, we're going to see increase here at Faith Leading Word Church.
Yes.
But our attitude is, let's build the kingdom, praise
yes.
God. Because if we build the kingdom, God takes care of the house.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Harvesting more.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
The year of the Holy Ghost and fire. The big 18 for the nine fruits and nine gifts of the Spirit. 2019, the year of abundant harvest. Joel 2:23 says, in the Amplified condensed, says it, be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For He gives you the former or early rain in just measure and in righteousness, and He causes to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain as before.
Mm-hmm.
That brings us to 2020.
Amen.
The former and the latter rain coming together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Glory to God. God's about to do something.
Yes.
Not that He hasn't done anything previous to this, but listen, God builds on those building blocks, and every time He builds, it gets greater and greater, gooder and gooder. Hallelujah. Praise God. The word of the Lord spoken through Kenneth Copeland. And this is the upshot of it. We're going to go into it in detail. New visions.
Mm-hmm.
Manifest power.
Yes.
Great change.
Yes.
What about 2020? Many things about vision. We've already said it in 2020 because of the natural nature of 2020 eyesight. But you and I and those who seek the face of God and know the voice of God will have visions, insights, ideas, and concepts direct from the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
I believe that.
Yes.
And it will be a time of fulfilling of the word that was spoken in my word that said, the young men and the old men shall have visions and dreams.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I'm getting excited about that.
Amen.
I'm already liking the dream.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In fact, I'll be honest with you. Something, I'm starting to dream a little bit, and I'm not saying anything about it, because I want to see some of these things start to come to pass, and there's some things out there that I've been seeing, but we'll see how it goes. And that's one thing I want to say to you. When you begin to dream, and you have these visions, praise God, check them out. Make sure they're of God. Don't just run out and say, oh, I had a dream last night. God said to say this. Remember what Joseph did? Wasn't it Joseph had a dream? And he spoke it out to his brothers. And it got him in trouble. So hold on to that dream. Let God show you when it's time to reveal it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Check it out. Check it out with the Spirit of God inside of you. Check it out with the Word of God. Make sure it's a dream that is from heaven. And then ask God, when can I release it?
Amen.
Amen.
You will release it. Don't hold it back forever.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Could I just read real quick what he said of Acts?
Yes.
In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And then he went on to say, and this is a prophecy that came through Brother Cole. He said, my dream, saith the Lord, is a continued rebirth of the nation, of this nation.
Yes.
God's not finished with this nation yet.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he goes on to say, it has already begun and it will continue. For you see, in these last days, I have taken over the politics of the United States.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's important. You understand why? Praise God. Because when you turn on the 6 o'clock news or the 10 o'clock news, whenever you get your news, and they start talking about what they're doing up in Washington, what the left is doing and so forth, don't let it bother you or worry you at all. Just say, Father, I just thank you that you've already taken over. You already see it coming. Praise God. I'm praying for these. Praise God. Lord God, if you can use them, then bring them in. If not, I know you're going to replace them.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But don't get worried about it. I quit worrying about it a long time. I just rejoice. Every time they start talking, oh, Father, I just thank you. You already got it under control. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
And that's important to us as believers. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He said, it has already begun and it will continue. For you see, in these last days, I have taken over the politics of the United States. This is the only nation ever founded by a people specifically because they loved me and wanted to worship me.
Amen.
And I have never forgotten it. And I will never forget it. I am the Lord. I am the God of this country.
Yes. Praise God.
Yes.
God said, I'm the God of this country.
Thank God.
In direct reference to what our last president said, we were no longer a Christian nation. We are a Christian nation. Amen. God is our God.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And it will be reported far and wide, and people will come from far and wide, and they will say things, and they will do things that they have no idea why they said them or why they did them. For in 2020, the continued rebirth of this nation is a surety. It is a good thing, and you will see it come to a place that is more than you have ever dreamed of or wanted in a place. This is mine, I promise you, and I give you my solemn word, says the Spirit of Grace.
Amen.
And I'm reminded of what God already did in Scripture. You've read it, you've heard about it. Remember Solomon built the temple?
Yeah.
And remember the queen, what was her name?
Sheba.
Queen of Sheba came and she looked around all the splendor and she said, I couldn't, you know, I heard about this place.
Mm-hmm.
But it's even more than I heard about.
Yeah.
This country, people are going to come and look and they're going to see the change and it's not going to look anything about like what it was before.
Amen.
It's different. They're going to look around and say, wow, look what God's done.
Amen.
God's doing His thing.
Yes.
We're His nation. Praise
yes.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And it will be reported far and wide. Let me find my place. It is a good thing, and you will see it to come to place, that is more than you have ever dreamed or wanted it to in a place. This is mine, I promise you, and I give you my solemn word, says the Spirit of Grace. I knew what to do with the Pharaohs, and these little politicians of today, ha, 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 oh, they are so easy to deal with compared to the Pharaohs of old, but I knew how to deal with them. I know how to deal with politicians today. There are those who think they know. They think they're doing what they're supposed to do. Ha, 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 all over the world. Oh, yeah. I know them all. I understand them all. I have insight into their thinking. Now, all that's important. I know we're talking a little bit about politics this morning, but politics is very much involved with what we as believers are to do and what we're going to accomplish. Now, I've inserted this. God has given us insight into what He is going to do, but I want to remind you that He is able to do these things because we've done our part. Remember 2 Chronicles 7:14, and I'm reading out of the NLT. Then if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will give their sins, forgive their sins and restore their land.
Yes.
And the body of Christ heard that. And we began to pray. Praise God in the body of Christ. And the body of Christ is still praying.
Yes.
And things have begun to turn, praise God.
Amen.
And they're going to continue to turn, praise God.
Yes.
That's what gives God license to do what He's doing in the earth today.
Amen.
And what he's planning on doing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then the Spirit of the Lord went on. You hear me now. You understand what I'm saying. From the top of the world, all around the world, wherever there's a government, wherever there's our people, wherever there's voting, wherever the people can't vote, I'm there. Wherever people seek my name, I am there.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And those who don't think I hear, don't misunderstand a word I'm saying, I hear it. And I move in behalf of it, whether you think I do or not, or whether they think I do or not. I hear the cries of my people.
Thank God.
Amen.
You ever wondered whether God was hearing your prayers or not? He just answered it right there.
Yes.
Amen.
Sometimes it doesn't look like He's answered your prayer.
Amen.
Sometimes you wonder, well, where God is, I prayed and nothing seemed to happen. Well, you don't know what God's been doing in the Spirit to bring that about.
Yes.
Amen.
He's having to line some things up. Sometimes He has to line people. Sometimes He has to talk to people and find one who's going to be obedient.
Yeah.
Amen.
Just to answer your prayer.
Amen.
What are you to do in the meantime? You're to hang on. Hang on, praise God.
Yes.
Just like Daniel. I heard your prayer from the first day, but it took me 21 days to get through because I had to fight through all of the darkness, all of the spiritual wickedness in heavenly places and high places. So your prayers are being hindered, but I'm telling you, praise God, the hindrances to prayers are being pulled down, praise God. Prayers are going to be heard much quicker, praise God.
Amen.
We're going to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And there are certain things that are taking place today that would never have taken place had my people not prayed and cried out to me.
Mm-hmm.
You think we ought to pray?
Yes.
Amen.
Absolutely.
If we don't pray, things don't get done.
Amen.
Some of us have had a hard time praying. Some of us, when you mention the word prayer, we're running from that place.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see the things of God, you better get on your knees and start praying.
That's right.
Start where you are. Don't be concerned about how much time you put in prayer to start with. Start praying.
Because
mm-hmm. when God gets a hold of you, you won't be concerned about time anymore. You'll just pray, praise God, and God will provide the time.
Amen.
He'll redeem the time for you so you'll have time to pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Oh, these are the days, saith the Lord. These are the days of mighty grace. These are the days of wonder grace. Certain lines have been drawn. Certain things that cannot be crossed. Certain things that cannot be changed. There's things that's been done that cannot be changed.
Amen.
God's word's final. Other things that can be and will be changed. Certain lines have been attempted to be crossed, but they can't because they are established in my word, saith the Lord.
Mm. Great.
And I know what I'm doing.
Yes, He does.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad God knows what He's doing in 2020?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then it goes, and then He went on to say 2020, the year of new visions. The Lord revealed new visions. The Lord is revealing new visions this coming year that will be absolutely stunning.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that.
Are you getting ready for things that's never been done before?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. It's going to come about because of your prayers.
Thank
it's going to come about because you've been before your knees looking to God and praying, praise God.
Yes. Amen.
They will include insights, ideas, and concepts that have never been heard of before.
Mm.
That's why that prayer back in Leviticus 34:10, or that word back in Leviticus, I'm doing new things in there. I'm doing it by my covenant. See, God never shortchanged Himself. God never backed Himself in a corner.
Yes.
He can do new things, praise God.
That's right.
And He's going to.
Thank God.
Joel 2:28-2:29 and Acts 2:16-18 tells us, "It shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaidens in those days I will pour out of my Spirit."
Yes.
He included everybody there.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Glory
to God. Doesn't matter who you are. Praise God. If you'll believe for it, you can have it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
2020, the year of change and manifested power.
Amen.
Change and manifested power. Glory.
2020 will be a year of great change.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful and magnificent changes in the kingdom of God in the earth. Now, when I heard that, yeah, there's going to be changes in the earth. Mm-hmm. But he said, in the kingdom of God in the earth. And I thought about the kingdom of God. Wait a minute. The Bible says the kingdom of God is within you. Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And listen, what we as believers are, we as believers, we're inside out Christians. Amen? The kingdom of God that's within you. It's been changing what's within you. You've been changing. And as you pray and you continue to pray, things inside of you, your attitude, your what God is saying to you, things are changing in you, praise God. So that when you speak the word of God within you, praise God, it'll change what's on the outside.
Yep.
It'll change the kingdom.
Amen.
Are you ready to change the kingdom?
Yes.
Are you ready to speak His word?
Yes.
Then you're going to have to hear from Him. You're going to have to take the time. You're going to have to get on your knees, praise God, and hear from Him.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you hear from Him, make sure what comes out your mouth is His word.
Amen.
That's how change is going to take place.
Yeah.
And God's got enough of His people, praise God, that's hearing from Him, that's going to change that because they're going to change what they say. Now, I want to say this about that. When you're doing this, because we live in a very negative world. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes we can get caught up in things. And sometimes if we're not careful, we say things that weren't right. And we shouldn't have said.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take a hold of those words that you said. And you said, "Father, first thing, Father, forgive me. I didn't speak your word."
Right.
And you call those words that you just spoke null and void.
Amen.
Call them to have none effect.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And you speak His word. You speak His word. Because His word is what we want to take effect. And it will take effect.
Yes.
Anybody hearing me this morning?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Changes in the kingdom of God in the earth and changes that will come because of insights, ideas, and concepts directly from Jesus to His church by His mighty Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hear directly from Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. New insights, ideas, concepts directed from Him and His church. Glorious concepts on how His laws work. The laws governing increase in financial prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to increase. I pray that. Listen, we're all rich. Listen, this church is a giving church. And I praise God for that. And I'm glad for the report on the chairs. Because it ain't going to be too long that they're going to be coming in here. We're only what? Somewhere in the $700-$800 range. It's finished. Somewhere in there. Glory to God. I didn't have time to go through and compute it, but that's all right. God's doing it.
Amen.
God's doing it, and it's because we've been givers, we've been tithers, and God, the laws of sowing and reaping.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, and He promised that those laws are going to continue.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That means sowing and reaping. That means the year of the harvest, the great harvest.
Yeah.
Praise God. It's going to continue. Praise God.
Yeah.
But not only that, the great harvest, but financially, praise God, for each and every one of us, praise God, as we sow, it's going to increase. He's going to give us new insights into that.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you this, God never forgets an offering.
Amen.
That's right.
I don't care how big it was. I don't care how small it was. When you sowed something, God never forgot it.
That's right.
Amen.
God only saw increase.
Amen.
Amen.
That's, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm getting so excited about this. The laws of the Spirit that release miracles and divine healing and manifestations of His almighty power on the earth. Mm-hmm. Miracles.
Yeah.
We're gonna get new insights on that in miracles and divine healing and manifestations of His automatic power. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
God.
Anybody ready?
Yeah.
Anybody ready to be used of God?
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. New concepts of His love, His very person, for He is love, insights into the true power and strength of His joy.
Yeah.
It's not been by accident that we've been talking about love.
Amen.
He's got a whole lot more He wants to say about love. Because I'm telling you, God is love. Everything God is going to do on this earth, everything God is going to do in 2020, is going to come from the fact that He is love.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen.
Christ.
True power, strength, and His joy. And I've added this verse, and this is the verse you've heard me say over and over again, and you're going to hear me say it over and over again throughout 2020. And I'm taking it out of the Passion Translation. It says, then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of His love will become the very source and root of your life.
Amen. Amen.
Why is that important, praise God? Because the root and source of your life, how does God communicate on this earth today? Through His body.
Yes, amen.
We're the body of Christ, praise God. And God is love.
Yeah.
And every place His body goes, He goes. That means every place God goes, we go, we ought to be walking in His love.
Amen.
Because they can't see God unless they see His love.
Amen.
Hallelujah, praise God. And when you reach a point, I said it last week, I'll say it again this week, when you reach a point, praise God, that you think you can't love anymore, what does the root do? It goes down until it finds a source.
Oh.
Praise God. And it finds a source of water to supply water to the plant. Praise God. Listen, when you run out of love, praise God, get ready and just take your root, praise God, and keep let it go down, praise God, into His love. Because He's got more for you.
Yeah.
You're never going to run out of His love.
Right.
Praise God. You're going to need His love, praise God. And the more love you show, praise God, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Things will happen a lot, Pastor.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody getting anything out of this morning?
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise the Lord for it.
I'm reminded. I remind you, God is coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle.
Amen.
And the only way that doesn't mean, praise God, that we're all going to always agree. He didn't say that. I'm coming back for a church that's in agreement. He didn't say that. I'm coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. How are we going to get rid of the spots and the wrinkles? Well, the only way I can see it, we're going to take the iron of love.
Yeah.
Praise God. And we're going to just iron over those wrinkles. Praise God. We're going to iron over those differences where we've had differences before. We've already started.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to keep ironing. We're going to keep that love flowing. Praise God. And when it needs to get a little hotter, it'll get a little hotter. That love of God will get a little hotter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't worry. It won't scorch. Praise God. Yeah. Maybe there's some deep hurt in there that's got to get out. It's just going to take a little bit. It's going to have to get a little hotter to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, everything's going to come because of love.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that this church, we're going to walk in love like never before. We're not going to get sideways with one another. Because God's already given His instructions what to do.
Yeah.
If we get sideways with one another, praise God, and you got, he told it. We go to that individual. We get it straightened out.
Yeah.
Amen. And then we say, forgive me. And we wrap arms around one another. Praise God. And just wrap ourselves in the love of God.
Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise
God. He'll take care of it, whatever it was, just as if it had never happened.
Amen.
See, it's a church like that the devil can't penetrate. Oh, he'll try. We're in a negative world, and he's going to try. He's going to try to stop us, but he can't. There's things going on that you don't know. Most of you don't know anything about. Some of you know some things about. But we're having to take authority over them in the Spirit.
Yes.
We're going to get it done. The love of God's going to work. The love of God's forever.
Yes.
The Bible says the love of God never fails.
That's right.
Amen.
Never.
Hallelujah. So I don't know about you, but I just, okay, Lord, just pour it in. Praise the Lord. One of the things we've been talking about is getting a video camera so we can go live streaming on Facebook. We got to get through these chairs first, but then I said there's other things coming up, and I've already got a cameraman.
Oh, wow.
Okay. He knows who I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see. And it's not going to cost us much.
Amen.
And listen to me. It doesn't matter what things cost anymore. If God says do it, you do it. And He'll provide.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
That's right.
If He didn't say do it, it doesn't matter what you say. It won't happen anyway.
Amen.
And that's a starting place.
Yeah.
To put it, get it out there on Facebook. Out there so people can see it. And listen. I believe when they see what's going on and they see that every week and because that's going to eliminate a process. We'll be able to go, we're going to be live streaming. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And the audio can come from that if they need to go that way. But it'll be live streaming, which means there won't be any delays anymore. It's going to help us, praise God. It's going to relieve a lot of pressure off of some of us. That right, Beth? I'm just speaking some things out. Is this okay?
Yeah.
Amen. And that's the beginning. I don't know what He's got beyond that. We're just going to grow. I've already told you concerning finances, praise God, there's coming a time when we're going to write out those checks for $1 million.
Yes.
Can anybody here write me a check for $1 million yet? Does that matter? No. But you're doing what God called you to do. You're doing your part. Praise God. And as you have increase, praise God, you're going to continue to do your part. Praise God. We're going to see increase until we get to write those checks out.
Yes. Amen.
Increase. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, 2020 is a great year. And it's really, praise God, it's a beginning.
Mm-hmm.
In one sense of the word.
Glory.
The latter rain and the former rain coming together. Praise God. Hallelujah. It will be days of political change, great victories, and great defeats.
Jesus.
For the spiritual enemies of God and His people shall be crushed. Spirits, not flesh and blood. Remember what He said over there in Ephesians chapter 6? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age.
Mm-hmm.
They're no longer a problem for us, praise God.
Amen.
The body of Christ has come together, and we've got an agreement, and we're praying, praise God, and they can't stand.
That's right.
Hallelujah, praise God. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Demons tremble at the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And they'll tremble because that's what we're standing on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. But there are those on both sides of the political divide who refuse to listen to the Lord, Advocate General of the Church. Not everybody's going to listen. Their dreams shall be dashed. Their desire shall be wounded. And they will be removed from their office and replaced.
Hallelujah! Glory to God!
So instead of complaining, just shout. Praise God. The victory is ours. Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank God he's on the throne and he's making changes in 2020.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Some by the ballot. Listen, we got an election coming up. You know how to vote.
Amen.
I'm just going to tell you real quick how to vote. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I mean, because we got this election coming. Listen, if you vote Democrat, you're aligning yourself with the enemy. Because the Democrats have come out, they don't want anything to do with Christians.
Amen.
They're siding with the devil. They're still siding on the side of abortion. That alone's enough.
I know.
So you already know how to vote.
Yes.
But just continue to pray. Because there's still some alignment being done, praying God, and those are being lined up who's gonna be in there.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's go on. Enough said for that. Great defeat for the spiritual enemy of the Lord.
Crushed.
Flight. But there are those on both sides of the political who refuse to listen to the Lord, Advocate General of the Church. Their dreams shall be dashed, their desires shall be wounded, and they will be removed from their offices and replaced, some by the ballot, some by tragedy. Okay, and I'm going to go on. And some who in despair will quit and go do something else. We don't quit. But they will.
Yes.
Because we don't.
That's right.
Pressing on in. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Isn't it exciting? Hallelujah. This is my country, saith the Lord Jesus. It was founded by people who love me for the sole purpose of their love and desire to worship me and to worship the Almighty God. And I will never forget that.
Thank God for it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In fact, I'll tell you what. Way back when they had the Mayflower Compact, and those believers back then prayed. Mm-hmm. God's honoring their prayers today.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
You don't think we've got a history that goes back to the Bible and to God Himself? We do have.
Amen.
Those prayers have been heard, and they're still being answered today.
And praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Change. 2020, the year of change and manifest power, saith the Lord. Those politicians who refuse my call to unite and become the United States of America. I said the United States of America,
right,
and not just America.
Right.
See, that's what they're wanting us to become, just America. There's a group out there saying, see, the America's best days are behind. We're just going to become like any other nation out there in the world. Third world nation, whatever. Not going to happen.
That's right.
Hallelujah, praise God. Become the United States of America and not just America. Those politicians who refuse to listen and those politicians who continue their pathways of hate, I will remove them from their places. I will remove their influence from the record books.
Amen. Glory to God.
I like that. He said from the record books.
Yes.
That means, praise God, it won't be recorded in history.
Amen. Amen.
Isn't that what it means? Yeah. Glory to God. Our young people are going to once again hear the truth of how this country was formed.
Yes.
Yes.
They're going to hear the truth how it began. Praise God on our first president and how our president have prayed throughout the ages. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I will remove their candle in their families. I will remove them from office and put someone else in there who will.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Someone who will.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
And I've added another verse from the Bible right here. I like this. Because we got to realize who we are. We are the church. We are the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading to you Ephesians chapter 1. And I'm going to read from 15 to 23 out of the Message Bible. That's why when I heard of the solid trust you have in the Master Jesus and your outpourings of love to all the followers of Jesus, I couldn't stop thanking God for you. Every time I pray, I think of you and give thanks. This is Paul praying in Ephesians chapter 1. But I do more than that, than thank. I ask the God of our Master Jesus Christ, the God of glory, to to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing Him personally, your eyes focused and clear.
Amen.
2020.
Amen.
Your eyes focused and clear. Now, what we're talking about there is 2020 vision in the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's okay to have 2020 vision out here, but it's more important to have 2020 vision in the Spirit.
That's right.
So that you can see exactly what it is He is calling you to do. Grasp the immensity of this glorious way of life He has for His followers. Oh, the utter extravagance of His work in us who trust Him. Endless energy, boundless strength, all this energy issues from Christ. God raised Him from the dead and set Him on a throne in deep heaven. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father.
Yay.
Praise the Lord. He's seated there as a man.
Amen.
He's got a body.
Amen.
He's sitting on a throne right next to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In deep heaven, in charge of running the universe, everything from galaxies to governments, no name and no power exempt from His rule, and not just for the time being, but forever.
Mm-hmm.
He is in charge of it all, has the final word on everything.
Amen.
Did you get that? He has the final word on everything. At the center of all of this, Christ rules the church. The church, you see, is not peripheral to the world. And that's what the devil's tried to do with the church. Just push it back in the corner. And say, okay, when we need to hear from you, we'll let you speak. That's not how it works. The church, you see, is not peripheral to the world. The world is peripheral to the church. The church is Christ's body in which He speaks, acts, by which He fills everything with His presence.
That's right.
I want you to know something today, praise God, as you pray it out and you pray in the Spirit and the former and the latter rain comes together and we're praying about 2020 and God's going to show us these things, praise God, and you get the Word of God, it'll be the Word of God and you speak it out, praise God. It's the Word of God. You're His voice, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be as you say it is. It's as long as you're speaking the Word of God.
Yeah.
The church is Christ's body in which He speaks and acts, by which He fills everything with His presence.
Amen.
See, when we're when obedient to the Spirit of God, praise God, and we praise Him, and God is working through us, praise God, wherever we go, praise God, we're taking His presence with us.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Did you hear me? We're taking His presence with us. I don't care whether you're going to the grocery store, where you go, praise God, His presence goes with you.
Amen.
And because you're in tune with Him, praise God, God knows where He wants to take His presence. And when you're standing there in Walmart, praise God, and someone needs prayer, you've got two hands.
Mm-hmm.
He said, these signs will follow them that believe in My name. They shall
lay
hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Amen.
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 How bold can you get? You can get real bold. I'm going to remind you of this. I heard this. Man, Brother Copeland just said this past week. Most of you know who Todd White is, right?
Yeah.
His wife got to the point where she wouldn't even go to the store with him.
Yeah.
Because you know why? He'd get so bold.
Yeah.
He'd be up there at the cash register on aisle register 3, and he'd say, can I borrow your microphone? He'd get on the microphone and say, listen, there's an anointing for healing of whatever, of opening ears, or whatever it was, arthritis, whatever God told him. And they'd all come running, praise God, and he'd have a prayer meeting right there, laying hands on the sick in the middle of Walmart, people getting healed.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Praise God.
We got a long ways to go to get bold, don't we? Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, praise God, as we pray it out in the Spirit, glory to God, we're going to be, wherever we go, we're taking His presence with us.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And where God said, now listen, I want to manifest My presence over here. I want you to go over here and do that. Then you're bold. You go do it.
Hmm.
And then what you do is you come back there and report it to us.
Amen.
Okay?
Yeah.
Listen, when we start doing things like this, it won't take long until word gets out. And this place won't hold us. We'll need that bigger place.
Amen.
And until we get that bigger place, we might have to have church on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Just because people want to hear.
Yeah.